The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Welcome, 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 KCNR listeners. This is James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
How are you guys doing tonight? We are here, and Mr. Rhonda Ball, who is my co-host normally, has decided to broaden her horizons and go back to school. And she is going to get her business degree. And so I have with me tonight one of our other lovely Enjoy members, Miss Yvonne Mazzotta. How are you doing tonight, my dear?
I'm doing awesome tonight. I'm looking forward to these wonderful guests that we have planned.
Well, we have, I think, a whole handful here that we're really excited about tonight. But we always, as usual, we always give a shout-out to Linda and Carl. Linda's usually out breaking a leg somewhere doing a show. So you go, girl. You tear it up. And we thank them for the opportunity to be here on the show, and we love doing this. So anyway, we are thick into April already, and the Enjoy Magazine April issue is out, and what a lovely cover it is.
Yes.
But we also like to just point out some of the many, 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 many things that are going on here in the North State. You know, I remember there used to be a time when people would say, hey, you know, what are we going to do? There's nothing to do. And if you take a look at our extensive calendar, both here in the magazine or online, I'm sorry, but you can't say that anymore. There's almost too many things to do. So let's just get through some of these real quick and point out what we have going on in this April spotlight issue. There is Roy Rogers and the Delta Rhythm Kings. They will be playing at the Sierra Nevada Big Room on April 11th at 7 p.m. in Chico. And if you have never been to the Big Room, it's an experience. And as you know, everybody loves Sierra Nevada, and it's well worth even going down and just having dinner and a show. What else do we have going on, my dear?
This Saturday night at the Cascade Theater is the Banff Mountain Film Festival. This is always very well populated. It's an excellent event. It shows movies about adventure, paddling the wildest waters, climbing the highest peaks, but they get a lot of people to support this event because it's so awesome every year.
Yeah, we're a supporter of it, and it is very awesome. And that's going to begin again at Cascade Theater on April 9th at 7 p.m. That's the Banff Mountain Film Festival. There's also the big Whole Earth and Watershed Festival in Reading, and that's at City Hall and Sculpture Park. That's April 23rd. It's 11 a.m. through 5 p.m. That's always a big event that they have each year. And we missed it, one close to my heart, Airports for Autism 5K Run. That was on the 2nd. But anyway, I always like to point that out and support anything that's happening for autism awareness because it's close to our heart.
Yes.
What else? We have Cowboy Golf Tournament in Red Bluff. That's at the Wilcox Oaks Golf Club. That's April 15th at 9 a.m.
And it's Red Bluff Roundup Week, so that's why that's happening.
Yes.
Getting ready for the Red Bluff Roundup.
There is so much going on getting ready for the Red Bluff Roundup. It's the high pitch fever. I mean, you've been in the thick of it.
Oh,
getting
yeah.
Things with
St. E's and
Mercy
and
Dignity Health. Yep.
Been building a bunch of amazing displays, just talking about the Roundup. But it's also their 95th year, which is huge.
The Roundup?
Yeah.
95 years.
Yes.
And for those of you that don't know, the Red Bluff Roundup, if you talk to any of the professionals that are on that circuit, they'll tell you that this is one of the premier stops in the country.
Yes.
It's very well thought of in the world.
Highly
of,
regarded, yes.
Of roundups and rodeos and stuff, so yeah. Which is really cool. Also, too, before we take our first break, there are Wings of Summer Butterflies starting May 1st through July 10th. That's at Turtle Bay, and that's always a cool thing where the butterfly museum or exhibit is where you get to
actually land all over your face.
Yeah.
And
true. Shasta High School has music department is presenting The Sound of Music in the David Marr Theater, and that's at 7 p.m. on April 28th, 29th, and May 5th, 6th, and 7th. They also have an April 30th matinee. And also, you know, Cascade Theater, you can never forget all the things that are going there, but the Cascade Theater is doing Mary Poppins, and that's April 15th through the 24th. That is a must-see. One of my favorite human beings on Earth is in it. She is,
and she's practically perfect in every way.
Miss Kim Acuna, who will be playing Miss Mary Poppins, and as those of you know and frequent the Enjoy Store, has worked with us for many years there as well. So we're super excited about that. So anyway, there is that was just the spotlights and a few things that are in here. We have four pages of things to do. You know, Cool April Nights is coming. It goes on and on and on. We have tons and tons of things to do. So all of you KCNR listeners, grab your latest issue of Enjoy and flip towards the back and page like 63, 64, 65 and take a look of all the things that are possible and things that you can see and do, and get out and enjoy yourself. So sit back, relax. We are going to load up our first guest into the chutes tonight, and sit back, relax. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Spring. Finally. Nothing like the feeling of spring throughout your home. Budget Blinds. In the world of window coverings, Budget Blinds Redding is all you need to know to have exquisite custom window treatments that enhance every room of your home. How? Convenience. Budget Blinds Redding will come to your home or place of business, ask the right questions, and help you select the look, styles, and colors to make every window a creation you'll love. Style. Budget Blinds Redding will show you the newest trending styles like the cordless dual shades. Energy efficiency. Budget Blinds Redding can help you determine the best selection for your windows, such as a room darkening double cell cellular shade or a layered treatment. You'll save on heating and cooling costs with the right window treatments. Expertise and safety. Budget Blinds Redding will design window coverings for different size windows to unify a room to look perfectly balanced. And most importantly, safety. Budget Blinds Redding can answer any questions about child safety.
Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. Call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio, and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, yes. Welcome back, Casey and our listeners. 1460 AM, Community Radio. Again, I'm James Mazzotta.
I'm Yvonne Mazzotta.
And we're with Enjoy Magazine. And we just gave you just a brief hint and taste of what's in store and who's sitting here with us tonight as our first guest that we talked about. We're going to be going back and forth about all the little things we're talking about. So we loaded them up in the chute.
That's we pulled them out of the carpet bag is what we did.
Oh, well, there you go.
Magic.
You're on tonight. Our first guests that we have with us tonight are Emily Yarnell and Rebecca Mosley. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yes. Thank you for being here. I know you guys are in Tech Week, and we are talking about the Cascade Theater's Mary Poppins. And your rest of your crew is over there feverishly going through, am I correct?
Absolutely.
The process, because you guys start next week.
We sure do.
And I begged and pleaded to have people released to come over here, and so we actually have the two of you. And Rebecca, you actually are going to be playing a part that I am not familiar with.
Yes.
She is. Let's explain to us real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, I will. So my character's name is Miss Andrew. Of course, when I tell people that I'm doing Mary Poppins with the Cascade, everyone says, "Ooh, who are you playing?" And then I respond with Miss Andrew, and everyone looks at me like I'm crazy because they don't remember that character from the movie.
Which we did outside. I was
exactly.
Like, Miss Andrew.
Exactly. She's not in the movie, but she is in the books by P.L. Travers that the movie was based off of.
Okay.
She is an evil nanny. They call her the Holy Terror, and she comes in halfway through the show and kind of whips the kids into shape. She's quite fun. She sings a loud, crazy sort of opera song and then ends up having a little duel with Mary Poppins.
Oh,
I won't
yeah.
give away who wins, but it's a very dramatic role.
Oh,
it's
yes.
quite fun. Yes.
Yes. She does an amazing job.
Aww. And then, Emily, we have you here who you actually are the understudy
I
to
am.
Mary Poppins, which is being played by Kim Acuna.
Yes. It's
so,
been an amazing journey.
So tell us a little bit about what an understudy is and does.
So basically, I've been learning everything that Kim has been learning.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't get to do it. I get to watch, but mm-hmm. I'm memorizing the lines, I'm learning the songs, the choreography, all of it. And just in case she gets sick or gets hurt, I'm able to step in her place and do the show. So
do you guys have to have separate rehearsals where you're actually getting to run through, or are you just literally on stage running through it with her, or do you have to just learn it by sitting there watching her?
Sometimes I do shadow her, mm-hmm. and I'm behind her kind of being like her, like...
Shadow?
I'll mouth the lines behind her, but I won't actually say them because mm-hmm. I don't want to mess her up, but... I have gotten a couple of run-throughs because I will be doing the school shows that we have during the day.
Oh, so she'll get a break.
Yes.
Give her beautiful voice a break.
Yes, so I get the early morning shows, but I'm so incredibly grateful. This is an amazing cast. And
now, what have you done in the past with Cascade Theater, have you?
I have not. This is my first Cascade production.
Bang, right out the gate.
Yeah.
Same for me.
That's the same for you, too,
Rebecca? My first Cascade show, yeah. I did a show with Shasta College a couple years ago, but this is my first time in the beautiful Cascade Theater, so it's quite the honor.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So is there any kind of, like, just between us girls, is there any, like, what was that show that I loved so much? The one in Vegas with the dance girls. Like, you don't, like, get the impulse to push Kim down some stairs or something.
Oh, no, never.
She's too sweet. No, she's adorable.
Oh, please, I've worked with her for years.
Kim and I.
Please.
Yeah.
You don't have to be coy on the radio.
No, Kim and I didn't know each other before this, and we've become very close, and I'm very grateful to be her understudy and to watch her do this amazing show, and mm-hmm. she's amazing, and I can't wait for everybody
She
to
really
see it.
Brings the cast together. She's a good leader. She mm-hmm. keeps morale up. She's always checking in with everyone, no matter how big or small your role is. She's making sure to check in, see how people are doing. She's Mary Poppins. I mean,
she kind of is that in
is.
A way. Like, that really fits her
very
well.
Sweet.
And so are you guys performing with British accents?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
So how does she do as far as her accent? Because I haven't, other than just playing with her at...
Spit, spot, spick, and span, of course.
I'm trying to find a crack in her.
She is
practically perfect in every way.
Didn't you say that when we were coming in?
Yeah, she does a great job.
So, let's see here. What else? So this is going to be happening. It starts April 15th and goes through the 20th. 24th. I'm sorry. I'm looking at it right here. Tickets you can get or book at cascadetheater.org, correct?
Yes. Or you can walk into the box office.
Just downtown?
Yes. Yeah, downtown.
And the number to call is 530-243-8877.
Correct.
It says bring your cameras, free pictures with the cast, all after...
after the 2 o'clock.
Yes.
2 o'clock show.
Yes. So
there's
our matinees.
A meet and greet. And I would suggest that you do that because... The characters are so lovely. I'm really interested in the young man or the gentleman that is playing
Bert.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's
fantastic. He is that role.
He is.
And I kind of gotten that. Like it suits him.
How he carries himself. He looks the part, obviously, but he is that role for sure in just his normal day-to-day life.
Oh my gosh. He has so much energy.
he gives it just, we feed from his energy and
big energy.
Oh, yes. Yep. It's over.
And
the
how's
top.
Miss Jana holding up?
Great. Yes. Great. Yeah.
After the baby. Yes. She's not exhausted.
Wonderful. Yes. Yes. She's brought the baby a couple times. And of course,
they
all
the
women and fight over who gets to hold her.
The well, we really appreciate both you, Emily and Rebecca, for coming because I know that this is Tech Week and you guys, everybody's over there. I called and begged and pleaded to have somebody come. So thank Jana for letting, releasing you guys to just come even here
of
for
course.
15 minutes and share because. Cascade Theater, in my opinion, is a treasure in our community, and I think really, you know, we have to continue to promote it, and we need to make sure that people come and fill the seats. There is a lot of amazing talent here in the North State, and, you know, you guys put your heart and souls into this. And, you know, we need to support it. So anything we
Absolutely.
Can do to get the word out. So
yes.
to all the listeners out there, I'm going to throw out two tickets. They're two VIP tickets for the night that you guys have the party.
The sponsor night.
Yes. So if somebody wants to attend, please feel free to give us a call at 605-4567, and we will give you two free tickets for that night, which is amazing. So, ladies,
wonderful.
Thank you so much. We're going to cut you
thank
loose.
You.
So
course.
Let
you
go back to rehearsal and have a wonderful night. Thanks.
Thank
for
you.
It.
Thank
right.
you so much.
This is KCNR 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Once again, I'm James Mazzotta.
I'm Yvonne Mazzotta.
Thank you. Like pick it up, girl.
Come on.
You all disheveled. Oh, look, we have our own little video camera over here.
Woo.
Wave to the camera. So I'm super excited. We have another wonderful guest with us tonight, and he is featured in this month's issue of Enjoy Magazine on page 63. Yeah, he is a young man. He's a good-looking young man. and his name is Joe Friedman. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
So I always love to have young people in the studio because you can see a big change in our community.
They bring their friends.
Party! No. Because you guys are the kind of future lifeblood of our community, and it's so awesome to see young people that are so... how would I explain it? But you have something...
Motivation, drive.
You have a to see young people with a motivation and a drive.
Thank you.
I mean, you are 19?
Just turned 20.
Just turned 20. Okay, so you're an old man. Never mind. This makes no sense. No.
When we published, he was 19.
I know. But you have been kind of guided and on this mission since you were 14 years old.
Correct, yeah.
So just a brief little bit of an overview. You are a dancer.
Correct.
You're a professional dancer.
I am.
And you were born and raised here in the North State.
I was, yeah.
In Cottonwood?
Yep.
So you're a country boy.
Sure. My parents definitely.
Your
definitely
parents
a little bit
definitely.
More country than me.
Yeah. So anyway, the story goes that you, at around 14, were asked by your sister to be a partner in something that she was doing, ballroom dancing?
Yeah, we were actually at the Cascade Theater.
Oh, well, there it goes, the Cascade again.
And we had just watched the movie Top Hat, and afterwards they did a foxtrot lesson.
Uh-huh.
And my sister said she'd give me $20 if I'd go up on stage and do the lesson with her. And being an eager 14-year-old kid, I jumped at the opportunity to make any money.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up having so much fun, I wouldn't let her pay me. And we signed up for weekly ballroom lessons after that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just discovered my passion for it and never stopped.
So then after that, your older brother, I guess, then decided to start a hip-hop class or group?
Yeah, Max had always been the dancer in the family. And he was the hip-hop dancer. He was
okay.
Like, he was cool hip-hop dancer, and I never wanted to compete with that. So I stuck with tap dancing and ballroom, and then eventually I started taking his hip-hop class at California Dance Company.
Okay.
And slowly...
This is when you were about 17, then?
About 16, yeah.
Okay.
And then slowly branched out into other styles of dance with jazz, lyrical, ballet, under the instruction of Sonny Kennedy. And... Yeah, after that, we just kept going and training and training. I'd get with my friends. We'd practice flips. We'd do some balancing stuff.
So were you at that point doing some kind of, like, fun group competitive dancing?
We had a little group that we'd get together, and we'd do some break dancing. We'd do, we did some quinceañeras. We did birthday parties.
Oh,
just
fun.
Some fun
quinceañeras. So you were dropping it like it was hot.
Exactly.
At the quinceañera.
That's right.
Did you do any bar mitzvahs?
No, we didn't. Maybe we still got time. We still got time.
That's awesome.
So then at that point, at around age 17, you put together a promotional video of yourself and you sent it out into the world. I don't know specifically if it was for the cruise line that you're working for now or if it was just you sent it out and it got picked up.
Yeah, so basically my parents they loved the idea of me dancing and me wanting to do it professionally. And so they said, you need to get your act together and you need to make a promotional video of yourself. And then once I finished the video, I sent it out to some companies just to get some feedback on it.
Sure.
So I wanted to see what they wanted to see more of, if it was okay, if they needed longer, shorter. And Celebrity Cruises was the first company that got back to me, and they offered me a 6-month contract, starting in September of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished that contract, and it was a blast. It was...
So you were immediately after, you were like basically sitting up to send your information out to get some feedback about how to make it better, and you were contracted.
It was really surprising to get to get the offer right away. It was unreal.
You know, that's what hard work does. I mean, that's a testament to hard work.
Definitely.
So before we go a little bit further about the cruise line and what you're doing, because I want to delve into what it is that you do on the cruise ships, is this something that's in your family, dance?
I wouldn't say dance, but I would say the arts is definitely in my family.
Okay.
My parents both are musicians, and my mom's a singer-songwriter. My dad plays bass and sings with her. They've been gigging around Reading for as long as I can remember now.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then what is your sister? And you're the baby?
I'm the baby, yeah.
So it goes Max, then your sister?
Then Max,
okay.
Then me. She actually was also a dancer. And that's how she pulled me up to be her partner at the foxtrot lesson.
Mm-hmm. So that's very cool. I like
that.
Okay, so you got picked up, you got a contract, and so your role is obviously as a performer dancer on a cruise ship. But the article goes on to talk about that actually you not only are just a performer dancer, but you kind of are the lead in what you do as far as making sure that the rest of the members are up to par and safety and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
the captain, I don't know what you call yourself, the captain of the dance floor.
I'm the aerial captain on the ship, and what that means is I'm in charge of all the aerial routines. Celebrity is really cool. They've started implementing a lot more aerial work of adage couples and aerial specialists that they'll bring in from around the world to perform in their shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also one of the only company that trains dancers to become aerialists. So when I went to Miami in July of last year,
mm-hmm.
we had 2 months of intensive aerial training where I learned a whole lot about a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved it. And I just, yeah, just started, really opened up a whole other side of dance that I never even thought of
mm-hmm.
when you add air to it and aerial acts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then once we got on the ship, I became the aerial captain and just kept going from there on out.
So when you say aerial dance, this is something that we've seen like on, you know, some of the big award shows and things. This would be like with like the cloth?
Yeah,
or
the silks.
The silks?
There's silks, there's liras, there's harnesses that we use.
And we're talking like bungee kind of stuff?
I haven't personally done any bungee work, but on some of the ships there are, yeah,
uh-huh.
definitely.
What about during rough seas, so you kind of go swimming?
And it's actually,
rough seas.
It's funny because when you're up in the air, all of a sudden, you aren't swinging anymore, and the ship below you is just moving side to side.
Oh,
but
crazy.
Gravity's got a good hold on you there.
So you're wow. more like a pendulum. You're
exactly.
like sitting in the spot.
It's a little bit easier to stay safe when you're in the air on the rocky seas.
So
sure.
to say that you're at your age, at 17 or 19, you know, now you're 20. So the ship that you've been on, or where have you? What have your ports of call been?
Oh, geez. We started the first ports of call. We went through Istanbul,
ooh.
Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
We went down to Croatia. We went down to Italy. Got to see Rome. It was amazing.
Oh.
All the way down to Morocco,
hmm.
which was a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yep.
And then we made the 12-day crossing to the Caribbean, which, when you don't see dry land for 12 days, it's
that's
a little bit of a cabin fever
yeah.
there.
So this is one trip that you're talking about?
Oh, that's one trip, yeah.
Oh, I thought these were just little, you know, your little stops. I didn't know you were actually, this is like one whole trip.
Wow.
So this is a major trip that you're
yeah,
on.
you live on the ship for 6 months straight, so.
What was your favorite food?
Favorite food? Actually, when we were in Morocco, I'm trying to remember the name of it, but Moroccan, we had this chicken that's wrapped in almost like a
grape leaf or
I would say more like a tortilla type paper, and they are heavy on like cinnamons and sugars in the chicken, and it was an orange juice, and it was amazing.
Wow.
Really, really special.
Awesome.
That's so awesome. So I want to ask you this question because obviously you're just right out, freshly new into the world and doing your dance.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered doing any of the shows that So You Think You Can Dance kind of stuff?
Yeah, actually, I have one more contract lined up
uh-huh.
Starting in September of this year. And then after that, I'll be moving permanently down to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
where I'll be auditioning for everything I can, basically. This is just the first step of my journey. So
uh-huh.
TV shows, whether it's commercials, whether it's movies, anything I could get into.
Okay.
I'm all starry-eyed.
Yeah. So, you know, do you know who James Santos is?
I do.
So have you met him before?
I have,
okay.
Yeah.
So he's another one of the amazing dancers that's from this area.
Very talented.
And him and his partner and kids now, I think, you know, they went to Vegas and he mm-hmm. worked with Cirque du Soleil.
That's
and
right.
And then now they're over in Europe. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure, are they still doing Cirque work over there?
I believe so. I think last time I heard, he was the artistic director,
yeah.
I believe.
So, I mean, it's amazing to think of what your future holds. I mean, you know, that continued work. And you have a really bright light and a really great sense of self. Just meeting you on the street for the first time when you came in.
He's sparkly, yeah.
So, blessings to you and your career. We appreciate you coming in. We really appreciate allowing us to do a story on you in Enjoy Magazine. It honors us. And so, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate
you.
It.
So, thanks for coming in tonight. We're going to take another break. When we get back, we'll load up our next guest. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday.
It's Swap and Sell, Saturday mornings, 8 to 9 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Enjoy.
Okay, welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. We're just scrambling here. We've got an extra guest that came in tonight, which we're excited about. So I'm just trying to reschedule everything. Also, it was amazing. We gave away two tickets for Mary Poppins, and we would take the first caller, and that was almost instantaneously. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the person, but I don't even know where I put the paperwork. So it's around here somewhere. Don't worry about it. We have your name and number, but thank you for calling in.
And we won't share your number. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. So we have our next guest, who is a regular with us, Miss Jane Whitman. Good evening, Miss Jane.
Hi, James.
How are you doing? Jane is with Shasta Live, and you guys, we bring you on regularly because you guys are so busy in the community providing high-quality entertainment to the North State. So first and foremost, I have tickets as well. I won't tell you quite yet what they are. I'm going to let Jane explain that to you. But we have two sets of two that we're going to give away. And again, the number here is 605-4567. So what are our tickets for tonight, dear, and what do you have on tap for us?
Well, what I'm here for is because we're starting our membership drive.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
For this next month, mm-hmm. leading up to the final concert of this season, which is what the tickets are for, String Fever.
String Fever, yes.
Yeah, and that's a group from London, England. It's a quartet, and they play electric instruments.
Okay.
Electric violin, electric cello, electric viola.
I see that.
And I
am familiar with them. I think I have seen them on, I think, YouTube.
Yeah, they are on YouTube. Yeah. If anybody wants to check them out, they're on YouTube. And, they're amazing. They put on a terrific show, and it's all kinds of music. They do from Vivaldi to Charlie Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And
all the way across the pond.
Yes.
You're bringing us in the highbrow stuff now.
Yes, we are.
Are you serving tea and crumpets?
Not exactly. These guys, I think, are too much fun for tea and crumpets. They have a great time on stage. And one of their feature pieces is they play bolero. All on one instrument. Four guys playing one instrument, playing bolero, and it's very funny.
Wow.
They're very funny guys, but they're very serious musicians. They're
sure.
all classically trained.
So there's a sense of humor to it, but you can obviously tell that they're incredibly talented.
Oh, yes, yes, it comes through. And the instruments, they had them made specifically for themselves. They're electronic instruments, and it's amazing. It's an amazing sound, and very interesting, and they're wonderful musicians. But I'm also talking about our membership drive, which we're getting ready for our next season. We have four shows coming up next year, starting in September 27th and going through next May. And that is Kubeka on September 27th, Derek Nelson and Family on October 21st, Alina Kiryayeva on March 8th, and Adam Trent on May 2nd. And Kubeka is a husband and wife. He's from Poland. She's from Texas. He plays the vibraphone instruments, the vibraphone, the marimba, and some other things that are very unusual. And she sings Broadway tunes. So it's a very interesting combination. And they, again, they're very entertaining and a lot of fun. She was featured in, she played in Evita.
Okay.
Yeah, at one point, and now they tour all over the place, and so they're just really a lot of fun too. And she has a way; she has all these gowns, and she comes out in a new gown every time she comes out on the stage. She comes out in a new gown, so
oh, that's
it's
very
kind of
cool.
fun to watch that.
Lucky girl, that's every girl's dream.
Yeah.
That's on
yeah.
stage.
And Derek Nelson and family is a really different for us. It's a family of three: Derek, Rihanna, and Dalton Nelson, who have a concert that. They do three-part vocal harmonies, and then they have a state-of-the-art light show and an integrated 20-foot video display behind them.
Yeah,
showing all
cool.
kinds of... And it's, he was featured. He and his brother both were featured on Glee.
Oh, wow.
And so they've been around a lot and featured a lot, and they do a lot of different kinds of music. They play some of their own stuff, and they play some old tunes, and they play some new tunes, so they have a real variety of music.
Very cool.
And then Alina Kirieva is a pianist, classical pianist from Ukraine.
Oh, nice.
And she is wonderful. And I know a lot of people go, oh, classical, this is going to be boring. But she is so funny. And she got her inspiration for playing from a Tom and Jerry cartoon. There was
I know that one.
There was it's probably on YouTube also.
No,
but
it's
a
good one.
She was challenged when she was 8 years old. She told her mother she wanted to learn to play this Tom and Jerry cartoon that was in a cartoon, but it was a classical piece.
Yes.
And her mother said, "Oh, that's too hard." And she took the challenge and she mastered it. And so she does this whole show based on cartoons, and she has a video screen behind her where she's showing, and she's just very funny, very funny.
Wow.
So
awesome.
I think people if they think classical is boring, she is not boring. And then our last show is Adam Trent. He's an illusionist.
Oh,
that's
nice.
A magic show.
Uh-huh.
And he was in a Broadway show called The Illusionist. He was one of the stars, and he's appeared on television, and it's pretty well known. Again, he's on YouTube. So if anybody wants to check these people out, our concert series costs $70 for adults, $35 for students, $175 for a family, two adults and two and more children, and $100 for one adult and two or more children.
Sure.
We change at a family level.
Yep.
And that's through May 4th. People can join. The price goes up after May 4th.
Yep.
So, and also our fine arts enrichment shows for the kids in the morning are great. We fill the Cascade Theater. We want to fill the Cascade Theater at night with adults and other kids.
Uh-huh.
And one of the benefits of being a member is reciprocity. They can take your membership card and go to another community concert in another town that maybe has a different show that you want to see, and you take your membership and go for free.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's something new that I didn't even know about.
You just have to call ahead and see if they have room, which is never a problem, and they'll take your membership card and just go in and see another show. We're planning on doing that ourselves because we saw some shows we couldn't do here, so we wanted to go
to the show. So, Jane, for this, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way would be our ShastaLive.com is our website, or if you'd rather do it by phone, it's 247-7355.
All right.
But everything is on the website. Just go on ShastaLive.com. You can join online. You can see video clips. You can find out about
this. This is a great deal. We talk about this every time. These memberships are great deals.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. These are great performances.
Yeah.
As you can see, they
come from all over the world.
Yeah, it's top notch. It is really, too. Yeah. So, Jane, we thank you for coming and sharing tonight and letting us know what's happening with Shasta Live,
what you
guys have coming, and you know what's coming, what we have left here, which is String Fever. We have already given, I think, two tickets away, yes, sir? So we have two tickets left, again, 605-4567. If we don't give them tonight on air, we'll do it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
But we thank you for this opportunity to give these tickets away. We thank you for all your guys' hard work at Shasta Live, and thanks again for coming and sharing.
Thank you for having
me. Right.
Everybody sit back, relax. This is 1460 AM.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called the Flot Line, F-L-O-T, Flot Line. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's the Flot Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
As working women with hectic schedules, it seems that we have less opportunity to focus on ourselves. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Between my daily radio show, stage performances, and time with my husband, Carl, I was finding it harder to set aside quality me time. That's so important to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And this is what Wellgate Sports Club represents. One of the things I love about Wellgate Sports Club is the aquatics training classes I'm taking with Kathleen Cowling. Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through the component of water resistance and buoyancy. Kathleen and Wellgate Sports Club has helped me find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. You can also get scheduled information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. That's Wellgate Sports Club.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM. Once again, community radio for the North State. And I'm James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Yvonne Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Put some oomph behind it.
Oh,
girl.
Sorry. I'm Yvonne.
So, what's next on our docket, Miss Yvonne?
Well, we have an article on our Giving Back page, which is inside back cover.
Page 86 of this month.
And it's about child abuse prevention, and it's April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month.
We're running out of months to put things in here.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty soon it's like every month is going to have 60 different awarenesses going on inside of it.
You know, actually there are.
I know.
It's crazy. But I swear I only bug you once a year.
Well, true. If anything that happens with children, it should be all the time.
That's true.
So we have our lovely next guest, Miss Julie DePrada, who is the girl around town in so many ways. You can find her anywhere. And if you don't even know where she is for a split second, just check Facebook and you can track her down in a heartbeat.
Yeah, connect right away.
How are you doing, my love?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm so excited to be on your show.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
We love to have you. So tell us, my dear, what are we supposed to be doing as good citizens when it comes to child abuse prevention awareness month? Because I know you work for an organization that works diligently for the children.
Absolutely. So I work for the nonprofit Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council, and we actually have many programs to help prevent child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things is that we try to teach parents who have small kids how to deal with having small kids. I mean, how to be a parent. There's no book. There's no instruction manual. So we do a lot of teaching, and we also run the Anderson Teen Center, and we have a family resource center on Bocelli, and that's where any parents that need to come in and they need any resources. Maybe their kid isn't speaking well. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're slurring or something funny like that. They can come in and talk to one of our parent partners at our Family Resource Center, and that parent partner is going to get them to wherever they need to be. Maybe they don't have enough diapers this month. Maybe, you know, they spent all the money on this and that. Maybe the child got sick and they had to spend money on medication. Come to the Family Resource Center. We have diapers. We've got clothing. We've got everything that they need to help a parent be a stronger parent. We're really about strengthening families.
Mm-hmm.
And so prevention, the key to prevention is actually doing something about it. It's actually saying, hey, this is why this is happening, so let's figure out how to stop it from happening.
Sure.
So let's train you on how to do this. Let's make sure kids are safe at home.
Yeah.
Let's make sure you have covers on your outlets.
Mm.
Let's make sure you know to put covers on your outlets.
Yeah.
And just, you know,
you'd be surprised what people don't know.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And so that's what we do. We try to, you know, educate.
Yes.
Awareness.
And parenting so much comes from learned. So if you were in a home where there wasn't strong parenting, the chances are that probably that's what's going to happen in your home.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a cycle. Yeah. And we have really bad adverse childhood experiences, and they're actually what causes adults to have problems with their health.
Yeah.
And all these kind of things, all ranging from your childhood.
Yeah.
And so we try to counteract that with protective factors training, with ACE training, adverse mm-hmm. childhood experience training. And like I said, the teen center, huge difference in Anderson.
Yeah.
There's some place for those kids to go that's safe. Maybe they're not school kids. I mean, in the sense that they don't want to do after school sports, or they don't want to, you know, do the chess club. They just kind of don't fit in that range.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place they could go. They do cooking classes. They learn other kinds of classes. They learn how to balance their checkbooks, all kinds of skills they're going to need to be an adult,
mm-hmm.
and then in turn be a good parent.
Yeah, brilliant.
I also learned that you do community baby showers. How fun is that?
Oh, isn't it fantastic? That is our brand new parent partner, our baby love parent partner, and she is just for pregnant women and up to 6 months after birth. And again, she's a resource for new and expecting parents.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll get you to your appointments if you need a ride. She'll tell you where you need to go if you need these kind of immunizations. She'll help you. She'll help you with getting connected if you need to go back to school. Anything. That's what we're here for. We're like that best friend you needed to have.
That. Yes, I was going to say, yes.
And that's what happens in life is that, you know.
And sometimes, I don't care who you are and where you've come from, sometimes you need a best friend.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
there are times, believe me, you know, we have three boys and Yvonne did most of the work, but we also have a set of twins. I mean, there were moments where it was like, God, I don't know that I can do this anymore. Like, really, you know, it's scary.
It is.
Well, and you have to take time for yourself. You've got these little kids, and that's what you talked about. Or in this article, it talks about the parent cafes once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we would connect with even our friends, our close friends, just to go out for dinner, you learn something because you're not the only one. You're not like, oh, this has just got to be me, but it's not. You talk to other families and other parents and they're going through the same stuff.
That is exactly the definition of a parent cafe. That is just amazing because literally when we get done having parent cafes, people are like, I didn't know anybody else was going through the same thing.
Yes.
And it's just, they're just excited. And when you're, especially when you're a new parent, you uh-huh. don't get out that much. Mm-hmm. And social connections is such a huge thing for strengthening your family.
Yeah.
And so you get isolated. Yeah, you get isolated, yeah. Especially if your friends aren't having babies yet.
Right.
You're not in that. You're not quite to the, hey, I'm with the mommy and me crowd yet.
Yeah.
And so you lose your friends. You have, you do. It's not, uh-huh. you grow
yeah.
up,
right.
And it happens.
Well, it's funny now on this side of things. Again, I know your kids and where they are and our kids and where they are, but you know, you think back and you think, yeah, it would have been nice and, you know, it's amazing. And so it's amazing to hear that there is actually a system and a service and a place and all these things that are here for new parents.
Absolutely. Any
yeah.
parents. And
yeah.
We do. We help foster parents.
Mm-hmm.
We help grandparents. We help aunts. Anybody that has guardianship over a child.
Yeah.
Because all of these children really are who we're trying to make sure do not become the next generation of
yes.
child abusers.
Sure,
right.
Exactly. So, because we got to switch to our next guest, but before we go, one thing clear: you guys are a nonprofit. You're not part of the county, so you are having to
fund yourself,
fund
yes.
and raise your money.
We either get it by grants or by generous donations from the people of Shasta County.
Well, hear that, folks.
And tomorrow, I just have to do a plug.
Yeah.
Wear blue tomorrow. It's Wear Blue for Kids.
Awesome.
Take a picture. You know me. Post it up on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
And we're actually giving away a work pizza party. So if you tag Shasta Capsi, we will make sure to put you in. And you might win a four big pizzas from Westside Pizza.
Oh, yum.
Oh.
Yeah. So tell our listeners real fast before we go and take our break, what's the best way for somebody that is in need to contact or reach out?
So our website is www.shastacapsi.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then our Family Resource Center number is so easy, 242-2020.
242-2020 Pepsi.
Ta-da.
Nice.
I think I just made our commercial.
You did.
You're great, Julie.
You're brilliant, Julie. You are. Thanks, my love, for being here tonight.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks for all your hard work in our community.
Thank you.
You're a light, so have a good night.
I only get to see you on my phone. Now I can see you in person.
I know. All right, this is KCNR 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Reading's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sales. Sale ends April 16th. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Reading Kia.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org. Enjoy.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. I'm James Mazzotta.
I'm Yvonne Mazzotta.
And we only have a few minutes left, and we're going to squeeze our last guest in, and I apologize now for taking up time. But we wanted to give a shout-out before we go to our sponsors. We have Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call at 247-1292. Great gift opportunities, wonderful shopping experience. Also, Crackmasters. Get that windshield fix at 3208 South Market Street, 241-8373. Thank you for your sponsorship and your support for this segment of KCNR. All right, so really quick, we have another story in the magazine on page 51. This is called Barn Raisin, Chicks and Chaps Fundraising for a Fight Against Breast Cancer. And we have our guest tonight,
Heather Ryan.
Heather.
Hello there.
Take us out, girl.
All right, real quick. Friday, May 20th of the Reading Rodeo is the day of our event, and it's from 1 to 4:30 held in Rodeo Flats. If you are not familiar with where that is, it is on the rodeo grounds.
Yes.
It is a breast cancer fundraiser. It is a party. It is food and fun and rodeo professionals past and present. John Growney will be there. The tickets are $75 each. You can find them through our Facebook page, chicksandchapsreading.com. You cannot get these tickets past May 1st. We have 100 prime seat tickets reserved in Rodeo Flats. After May 1st, whatever we do not sell, they go back to the Rodeo Association to sell the general public.
I see.
So if you have ever gone to Rodeo Flats, you know that dinner's included, drinks are there, it is a party, it is a fun time. Our ticket to the event includes you going to our event and staying that night for the rodeo.
Now, I have tickets in the store to sell.
Yes.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure that we're talking about the same.
Are they the raffle tickets?
They might be the raffle tickets.
Raffle tickets. Okay. We have a 9mm Smith & Wesson gun that we are raffling off with a CCW class for $20 for that ticket. And then we have been donated by Affordable Spas a bubblegum pink, beautiful, full-size spa. And those tickets are $10, and we will raffle those off during our event. We have a live DJ. Don Burton will be there. We have a live auction. We have stick barrel race horsing, or stick horse barrel racing.
Nice.
There we go. We have roping. We have to, you know, you do not have to be a cowgirl by any means to get to this event.
But I'll bet you if you did it, you're going to be a cowgirl.
You will love it. You will absolutely love it. The best thing there is that it has the awareness, the breast cancer awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Just come, enjoy, and have a great time.
Well, gosh, you're a professional.
I am, actually.
You're like, I own my own radio station and my own show.
You know, it's one of those guests that you can't get to shut up.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, but that's so great. That's right. It's great that you're here last, because you can take care of yourself and get the information out.
Right.
And that's really what I wanted, is for people to know how wonderful this program is and to support it.
It is. It is a huge breast cancer fundraiser, and we provide donations to Mercy Foundation Health,
mm-hmm.
NorCal Think Pink. It is one cause. We are fighting all one cause. It doesn't matter who you support. It is for breast cancer, period. It stays local. It helps women who are currently fighting breast cancer right now and undergoing treatment.
So this is an amazing program.
Thank you for having us in your magazine.
No, thank you.
We love it.
And, yeah, again, pick up your latest issue, page 51. Read the article and support the cause. It's important. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. Again, this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
Have a good night.
Listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Close to half of Republican voters have a negative opinion of the billionaire businessman. The research shows it's an opinion that runs deep and is shared by majorities of men and women, young and old, whites, Hispanics, and blacks, as well as conservatives, independents, and liberals. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Amtrak's been ordered to immediately retrain track workers on basic safety rules. The order from the Federal Railroad Administration comes 4 days after a passenger train struck and killed two Amtrak employees near Philadelphia. The order suggests that the workers who were killed Sunday may not have been told that the track was being reopened to train traffic. Amtrak's being told to reinforce the rule that a track will not be reopened until all workers have either